Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When can the government take away someone's liberty and put that person in jail? Turns out the answer depends on the court system. In the criminal justice system, the burden rests on the government. It needs to explain why a person is a danger or a flight risk. But in civil immigration detention hearings, the individual has to prove why he or she is not a danger or flight risk. The ACLU of Massachusetts believes that is unconstitutional, and it's suing. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
These are happy days for Gilberto Pereira Brito and his family.
We saw fireworks, and those, like, they going up and down, and those colors.
Sitting in the kitchen of their Brockton apartment, his three young children climb all over him like he's a human jungle gym. Four-year-old Talia's eyes light up when she talks about the fireworks they watched together on the 4th of July. But just beneath the surface of this summertime revelry, Pereira Brito and his family are still coming to terms with the very recent past, including an encounter with federal immigration officials.
I'm in a process with them, and they're talking back and forth to us, to my lawyer, and I really don't expect to come in my house and pick me up.
39-year-old Pereira Brito is from Brazil. He says U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, knew his address because he's applying for a green card. His wife, Darcy, is a U.S. citizen, as are their three children. But more than a year after receiving approval to begin the process of adjusting his status, he was arrested by ICE at his home in March, while his children looked on from the driveway. 10-year-old Tatiana remembers being confused that day and trying to comfort her younger sister.
It was kind of hard because Talia, she would always cry. She would always say that she misses him. And we would say that my dad's working because we didn't want to make her get too sad about it.
Pereira Brito illegally crossed the border in 2005. He's since been charged with driving infractions, including operating a car without a license and while under the influence of alcohol. According to court documents, those are his only interactions with local law enforcement. When he went before an immigration judge for a bond hearing, he was asked to prove why he's neither a danger to the community nor a flight risk. Pereira Brito's attorney collected documents, like his children's U.S. birth certificates, proof of his wife's disabilities, which prevent her from working, and a history of his long-term residence in Brockton. All of this in an effort to prove his ties to the community. But it wasn't enough. Pereira Brito was detained without bond and spent more than 3 months behind bars in Plymouth County's ICE detention unit.
The government should not be taking people away from their families, should not be taking them away from their homes, should not be putting them in jail unless the government can show that there's a very good reason why that's necessary.
Dan McFadden is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Massachusetts, which recently filed a class action suit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of Pereira Brito and others. The organization argues the government is constitutionally required to prove why a person should be deprived of liberty. But that's the exact opposite of the way it works in immigration court, according to the ACLU.
The government comes to court and the government doesn't have to prove anything to keep that person in jail. Instead, the individual is told they have to prove that they are not a danger and not a flight risk. They have to prove a negative.
The ACLU argues it hasn't always been this way. But in 1999, a decision from the highest court in the immigration system essentially flipped the burden in bond hearings to the detainee. Andrew Arthur is a former immigration judge and government attorney. He's currently with the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors stricter rules for immigration. He says this policy makes sense.
It is appropriate to place this burden on the alien because the alien, of course, has the most information about the alien's case. If an alien has entered the United States illegally, there is very little that the United States knows about that alien.
The Executive Office for Immigration Review, the governing body of the immigration courts, wouldn't comment on the policy, citing the ACLU's pending litigation. Pereira Brito was voluntarily released on bond shortly after the ACLU filed the class action suit. He's wearing a GPS monitor on his ankle while his immigration case plays out. We asked ICE to explain the timing of Pereira Brito's release from detention. An ICE spokesperson said in an email, the agency doesn't discuss specific removal arrangements out of concerns for operational security. The two other named plaintiffs have also been released from detention in the wake of the lawsuit. Sitting in his kitchen, Pereira Brito thinks back to what it was like being jailed, seeing his kids through glass. He remembers the visit when his 4-year-old daughter told him to move out of the way so she could break the glass and take him home.
You know, I try in the prison to be strong to my kids, and I try not to cry when I see them, but after they go, I just go right in my bed and cry.
Tatiana, the 10-year-old, fetches a napkin for her dad and then stands behind him, resting her head on his shoulder. Pereira Brito is back to work for now as a painter and carpenter. The ACLU says the class action suit could affect hundreds of people detained in immigration facilities in Massachusetts. The government is expected to file a response on Friday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.